Trump and Fiora. You're fired.
Alright, and that's all I got on that one. I was just saying shit. You know, here's another interesting thing. People, and once again, I've still been out of touch with the news and everything for over 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. All this agony people are having over Donald Trump firing, like, what, the press secretary? So you had one guy, and then there's another guy who lasted a week or something, and he's gone. Everybody's all worked, let's say everybody, people I talk to who hate the Trump and Fiora are all worked up over this. And it reminds me of Enron. Right? People come to me and they say, well, look, Enron, it was capitalism failing. And I'm like, no, Enron was capitalism working. Enron did stupid shit. Enron went out of business. Everybody lost their jobs. That's how capitalism should work. Right? If your company is fucked up and you do stupid shit, your company goes out of business. So everyone's got their panties in a wad because Donald Trump is firing these people. Well, that's how a job is supposed to work. You get hired. You work for a specific person or group of people or whatever, you're supposed to perform to some specific standards. If you don't perform to those standards, you fucking get fired and replaced with somebody else. Just because Obama never fired anybody because he didn't have any fucking standards. I mean, once again, okay, I have plenty of disagreements with Donald Trump. But if Donald Trump wants to fire people who aren't performing to the standards Donald Trump expects them to perform to, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. That's how it should be. That's the problem with, one of the problems, I should say, with the economy in the United States right now, is you have all these businesses where nobody can fucking be fired, despite the fact they can't do their fucking job, because they'll sue someone because, oh, I was fired because I'm a minority. And then they'll sue them and get all this fucking money. This is why I'm against the unions and all this other affirmative action, all this other shit. You should be, as the person who owns a business, you should be able to fire any person anytime you feel like. You don't even need to give a reason. The reason? Oh, here's the reason. It's my fucking business. That's the reason. Get your shit and get the fuck out. Just like you should be able to quit your job at any fucking time. You don't need, why am I? I don't have to tell you why I'm quitting. This is me. I own my body. I'm not working here anymore. Kiss my ass. But of course, we can't have that because the inferior people know that in a free market situation where they could be fired at any moment, most of them would never be able to keep a job. And so once again, just like Enron. Oh my God, Enron, look, see, capitalism doesn't work. No, capitalism not working is when the government bails out the fucking Wells Fargo and bails out the automobile corporations and fucking has all these goddamn, what do you call those things, subsidies for growing corn. That's the capitalism not working. Enron is capitalism working. Enron was capitalism at its greatest. Enron did stupid shit. Enron don't exist anymore. Donald Trump firing people is not racist, sexist, and homophobic. Donald Trump firing people is the way it's supposed to fucking work. When you have a job and you can't do the fucking job to the standards you need to be doing the job to in order to make the person who gives you money and signs your paycheck happy, then you get the fuck out. Greetings! It is the Great One himself. I am the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. Today is still August the 26th, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, who has still not built a wall, nor has he built any concentration camps for Hillary Clinton voters. Once again, completely failing to come through. It's like Obama all over again. There's going to be hope and change. You're going to get free health care. I'm going to close Guantanamo Bay. Yeah, no, that shit happened. No, here I'm going to build a wall. Yeah, sure you are. Put Hillary in jail. Oh, fuck no. I still have no idea what's going on. Spent the last 2 weeks working my ass off. Today, if you came here for politics today, you're in the wrong place. Today, well, this episode, today when you're listening to it, I just recorded an earlier episode, then I bummed around a little bit. Now, the lovely and adorable Randy is here. She is in this recording studio with me. And what else do I need to say? Stating the obvious, CYNLIBSOC.com. Oh, Twitterverse. I'm on the Twitterverse. Guys, the Twitterverse, I thought the Twitterverse sent me notifications when I got messages. And apparently it doesn't anymore. Because I know you can turn those things off, but I actually leave my notifications on with social media shit because I use it so fucking infrequently. Of course, the only social media I really use, well, like YouTube. If you leave a comment on the YouTube channel, in theory, I get notifications because I never turned those off, but God, I haven't looked at my YouTube comments in ages. And I get notifications from the Twitterverse if somebody sends me a direct message. And I get notifications, well, not notifications, but I get like a summary every week, you know, that shit you missed or whatever. I thought, and obviously I'm wrong, was I thought I was getting notifications if somebody mentioned me or replied to me on the Twitterverse. Not a direct message, but just a reply. Well, apparently not, because I got on the Twitterverse today and saw that I had some fucking messages that I had not responded to. Some of them are ancient, and I apologize, guys. I was not ignoring you. I don't go on the Twitterverse that often. I use the tweet deck. Anyhow, I shuffled the little things around so that now the replies and the mentions of me are over in the part where in theory I will see them more often, because you would think the tweet deck could also, like when I have a DM, the tweet deck over in the little messages thing will have a little pop-up and it says you have two messages, whatever, right? So I click, I go over there. It doesn't do that shit for the other stuff. So I was not ignoring you guys. I had no fucking idea. I don't use the social media that often, so I apologize. I definitely apologize. Where is the Twitter fucking verse? It's over here. I was saying something before I Twitterversed. What? Randy, what the fuck was I talking about? Stuff. I know that. Anything useful? How I'm out of time? Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know. Whatever it is. Good. I'm glad you weren't listening either. I have a whole page of stories from the last 2 weeks during which I have... Anyway, oh yeah. No politics today. It's just pretty much going to be stories. Well, but a little politics and sociology and economics and philosophy. And, of course, girls are going to creep into all of this. God, girls. Just before the podcast, I was just bitching to Randy because I told her about reading a little bit about this chick who's like, oh, yeah, hookups don't matter and all this other shit. It was in the previous episode, if you hear that one. And I was bitching to her about how for men to get laid actually takes work. And, you know, she's rolling her eyes because she's heard all this a million fucking times. And I'm talking about how I'm just getting tired of doing the work because it's just not worth it anymore. Like, chicks are just not worth the amount of effort you have to put into banging them. I still like them, but it's just like, God damn it. I just don't want to put up with your shit anymore. Anyhow, that has nothing really to do with anything. Twitterverse. Not a lot of shit here that I missed, but just shit that I missed. Because I did that. Let's see, I did that. John John Berger. B-I-R-G-E-R. Berger. I think that's how you say it. Anyhow, he responded to me back in May, and he said presumably being called a femisimp is a bad thing, because I did an episode of the podcast. I did an episode of the podcast, well, a multiple episodes of the podcast about his book. He is the guy who wrote the book, and you can find this on the cast, called Datanomics, which is a book he wrote about women whining about how they can't find men that are good enough for them. It is a very good book. I recommend you read the book. The book is well written. The thing I like about the book, in addition, it is well written. I like that part of it. I also like the fact that John has data. I mean, he did a lot of research. He pulls up a lot of numbers. The part where John and I part ways is his conclusions. Because John's, and I'm greatly generalizing here, but again, you can read the book for yourself. You can listen to the podcast where I read sections of it and talk about it and yada yada, and tangent and all that other shit that I do. John's conclusion is that men need to change what they are doing in order to become good enough for these women who can't find husbands. Right. For example, he talks, women go to college and they only want to marry men who make more money than them, and therefore more men should go to college to get educated to make more money so that they will be worthy of marrying these women. And of course, my attitude is, why don't these women do something to be worthy of men? For example, stop being fat. For example, stop focusing on your career and maybe focus on finding a husband. For example, not going into debt, getting a bunch of student loan for a journalism degree. Right? And this is where John and I part ways, is he thinks the problem is men need to do things differently in order to be worthy of the women, whereas I think women need to try doing things differently in order to be worthy of the men. Now, in all fairness, I don't hate John personally or anything like that. He does mention some things in there. For example, he does suggest that maybe women should consider marrying men who don't have college educations but still have good careers anyway, such as auto mechanics, electricians, things like that. So John is not entirely femicimpy, but he's solid 95% femicimp. It's just like, yeah, you men just aren't good enough for these strong, independent women who went to college. Just like, dude, you are whatever, you know, I don't know if you're pussy whooped. I don't know what's going on with you. Maybe you've never gone to the manosphere and read anything. Maybe you've never read anything by Rollo Tomasi. Why am I mispronouncing his name all of a sudden? Tomasi. God damn it. It took me 4 tries to get it right. Maybe you've never read Tomasi. Maybe you've never read Captain Capitalism. Maybe you've never read Chateau Hartiz. Apparently words are difficult for me today. Okay? I understand. 10 years ago, I probably would have said the same stupid shit that you're saying. Yeah, you men need to be good enough for women. Well, it's a new fucking world out there, and no. Women need to be good enough for men. So we got that, missed that. We got Los Angeles militia responding to me. He said, communism is not a way to live. LAPD looking at Pizzagate and pedophiles in the U.S. He was responding to my podcast about struggling against YouTube. We got over here. See, I didn't see this one because I tweeted about finding Aaron Clary's book, Enjoy the Decline. Whoa, wait, hey, do I have that here? Well, as I walk away from the microphone, I just walk away from the microphone while I'm talking, while I'm recording. I do, I have it right here. Enjoy the Decline, Accepting and Living with the Death of the United States by Aaron Clary from the Douglas County Library. It's right here. It's got the Douglas County Library sticker on it. It's got the little fucking thingy on it so you can't sneak it out of the library and steal it. Aaron Clary book. I ordered it, even though I've already read it. I ordered it because I just wanted to see an Aaron Clary book with a library tag on it. Like, how in the fuck did that get passed the left-wing statist 27-year-old bimbo who runs the library and has 17 cats? How did that happen? Aaron responded to the tweet, because I tweeted about that. He responded and said, damn it, I don't want my books out there for free. Well, you know, all right, I get it. I get it. Capitalism, making money. And then Roderick S.U. responded to both of us, and he said, as cynical libertarians said, Aaron Clary don't fuck for free. Actually, of course, I am quoting Too Short, the rapper, who said don't fuck for free. But yeah, man, don't fuck for free, guys. And then we got Roland Nolan over here saying, but without the governments, who would build the roads? This guy looks like somebody's uncle who is drunk and likes to tell stories. I'm not sure if he's making fun of me. Because that was the thing I said, somebody accused me of sounding like somebody's uncle who's drunk and likes to tell stories. So I'm not sure if Roland is giving me shit or taking my side. It's okay either way, though. And then it's got the great one, Roland again. He says, the great one, you just threw schools and statism into a wood chipper and made them your bitch. Keep up the great work. All right, well, apparently he's not making fun of me. I don't know, maybe he's a fan. All right, anyhow. Oh, and then I got Shanna Shim. Sorry, man, don't know how to pronounce your name correctly. And he was responding to the post about no more volleyball girls with a what and a why. And I explained that we're making room for the Supergirl and the fucking, what do you call those other things? Redheads. That's what they're called, redheads. They're cute. They're hot. Adam Piggott apparently does not like redheads. They got a comment from him over on the blog about the redheads. And anyhow, that's that. So anyhow, guys, on the Twitterverse, was not ignoring you. I will attempt to pay more attention to the Twitterverse, which is the only social media I ever really even close to actively use. Once again, guys, don't message me on the Facebook. I mean, unless I know you're going to message me or something like that, it's fine, but it's the Facebook. I don't check in all that often, man. It's just not going to happen. Don't message me over there, because I probably will not get it or see it for ages. All right, hang on. I'm looking at a picture of a hot chick on the internet because I got distracted. I got distracted. Are you shocked? All right, hang on. Closing that window. What is this? Am I going to get distracted over here? Probably. Okay, nope, no distraction there. And then, even though I am a dumbass, I'm not supposed to leave email open. Ooh. Interesting. Okay, I'm closing the email. Hi, what's up, guys? Whew, man. Boy, these last couple of weeks have been brutal. As I mentioned in the previous podcast, I worked a 64-hour week. That was the week building up to an outdoor festival that we were doing. And then our pay period at this particular company starts and ends at midnight on Friday. So the week, for the purpose of overtime, starts at Friday midnight. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is a week. So the festival was all day Saturday and all day Sunday. Then we bounced out of that, went straight into another ginormous fucking gig that was out at this other building. In that week right there, I worked 96 fucking hours. It was absolutely annoying. Let's go with annoying. It was annoying. It could have been worse. It could have been better. But we don't normally do this much work this time of the year. Normally this time of the year I'm out trail running, riding my bike, hiking, sitting in Old Town, reading a book, getting rejected by college girls. College girls are back. I mentioned that in the previous podcast. They came back on Monday. Today is Friday, so they've been back for a whole week. Anyhow, I got me a long list of stories here. I don't even know where to start. Where do I start? At the top? The pizza apocalypse. There's a pizza apocalypse happening. I think that's going to be the title of this episode, Pizza Apocalypse, because I kind of like that. There is a pizza place here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins called Panhandler's Pizza. Now, first of all, as you may know, if you've listened to me a while, I do not consider pizza a food because the main ingredient of pizza is bread. And bread is, of course, slave food. Now, those of you who are new are going to be saying, great one, what is slave food? Okay, slave food is food that you feed your slaves. So let's say that you are an evil white person from the South and you own slaves because all white people from the South own slaves. We know that because we were taught that in the public school system. Hang on, I'm making a note. I need to make sure slave food is in the lexicon, which I still haven't finished and put on the website yet. All right, so you're an evil white person and you're from the South and therefore you own slaves because all Southern white people have slaves. And so you're sitting there and you're thinking, I have to feed my slaves so they stay alive so they can keep picking cotton for me. So what are you going to feed your slaves? Are you going to feed your slaves filet mignon and asparagus tips that have been grilled and then smothered in garlic sauce, along with red wine and chocolate mousse for dessert? Or are you going to feed your slaves something really cheap and easy to produce, like bread and potatoes? Well, the answer is you're going to feed them bread and potatoes. This is one of the reasons why the United States has so many fucking health problems, because most people in this country live on slave food. Bread and potatoes and corn. Most of the food you people eat is bread, potatoes, and corn. None of those things, I mean, potatoes come the closest to having nutritional value. Bread and corn have no nutritional value for humans pretty much whatso-fucking-ever, but it's enough that it will keep the slaves alive so they can keep picking cotton. That's why I refer to bread as slave food. So pizza is mostly slave food. It's bread. It has no nutritional value. Oh, it may taste, well, but some of it tastes real, because I got in this argument with this chick like a couple of weeks ago, right before I got busy. She's another one of these dumb bitches, and I was with her again a couple of days ago, and we got in this other argument because she's got a fucking iPhone and she uses Apple, and oh my god, it's so amazing, and you all know how I feel about Apple products. And she's going on about her iPhone and I'm making fun of her because, well, you know, I don't have an iPhone. I have this little Android over here that I use sometimes, and it has removable storage. Too bad your iPhone doesn't. She, well, my iPhone has the cloud, it's unlimited. I'm like, oh well, yeah. And the conversation goes on a little bit. She's talking about her photos that she's taken with her iPhone, and they're on the cloud. And she's like, but there's no way for me to get these on my computer. And I'm like, yeah, because they're on the cloud. If they're on a fucking little fucking memory card, like on an Android, you could stick the memory card in your computer and get your fucking photos on your computer. But you can't do that because you have a fucking iPhone. She got pissed, but I don't give a shit because I was kind of thinking about trying to fuck her. But after the pizza discussion, which I'm about to tell you about, and then the iPhone discussion, once again, girls, arguing with me about how your iPhone is so fucking amazing, but you can't get your pictures off your iPhone onto your computer, that is not going to give me a boner. It's not. And this is what I'm talking about when I say the work that has to be done to get in the pussy is not worth it. Listening to you talk about your fucking iPhone, there is no pussy on the planet Earth that is worth listening to a woman talk about how fucking wonderful her iPhone is. That's why you don't have a man and you have two cats. Because you can't shut up about your fucking iPhone. Three-ish weeks ago, we're talking, and she's going off on, there's this other pizza place in town called Pizza Casbah, where you can get these giant, like, I don't know what, it's close to, like, maybe 3 feet is too much. It's like a 2 foot? Randy, you've been to Pizza Casbah, right? Is it a 2 foot pizza? 24 inch? 26 inch? It's something like that, right? I mean, hold on. I mean, I'm right. It is over 2 feet. Okay. It is over 2 feet. Pizza. They're giant. They are disgusting. Randy, would you agree with me that Pizza Casbah is fucking disgusting? Thank you. See, this is why we're friends. It is fucking this thin crust shit in a layer of grease. It is absolutely nasty. And people here think it's the greatest thing on the planet. And here's the problem. Okay, it's not just the thin layer of bread, because actually thin bread is better because bread is slave food. I don't want a lot of bread. I like thin crust pizza. The layer of grease is problem number one. Problem number two is that then you get like a pepperoni, and I don't understand this people who order, that's a pepperoni pizza. That's all you're putting on it is pepperoni. So you get this giant pizza with like 14 pieces of pepperoni on it. First of all, everyone's going, great one, you've already fucking bitched about pizza in the past. I know, this is my podcast, deal with it. Pepperoni, everyone say it with me, right? You have meat, you have real meat, like what I eat, steak, ground beef, whatever, real meat. Then the shit that's left over after you make the real meat is what they grind up and make sausage out of. The shit that's left over after that, that is too disgusting and gross to put into sausage, that's what pepperoni is. Except you add some petrochemicals to it. That's why pepperoni is so fucking greasy. Pepperoni is not even meat. It's petrochemical. So you take slave food, you put some ketchup on it, and then you throw 16 pieces of fucking petrochemical pepperoni on top of that. And people think that's food. They think it's great eating, and that's why they're unhealthy. So anyhow, she's all into pizza. I'm like that. She's all into Pizza Casbah. I have to finish my sentences. She's all into Pizza Casbah. And I'm like, that shit is disgusting. That is not even food. That is cardboard soaked in grease. And she's like, well, where do you get pizza from? I'm like, I get the only place in town that I will eat is Panhandlers. Yeah, well, that's not good. I'm like, what the? Yeah, what? Because it's not floating in grease? Because they put more than fucking 3 slices of pepperoni on each slice of pizza? And when I order a pizza, I get like 5-6 fucking toppings on there. If I get a pizza, if I'm looking down on it from the top and I can see the fucking bread anywhere except around the edges, there's not enough toppings. Put some fucking toppings on the goddamn pizza. Pizza, guys, it's just bread. It's bread and then you put ketchup on it, then you put some cheese on it. That's not a fucking meal. People think otherwise, and this is insurmountable. I can fucking disagree with people about politics and still get along with them. But when you want to try to tell me that fucking Pizza Casbah is good pizza, no, we cannot fucking associate with each other. We can't. That is an insurmountable fucking difference. You voted for Bernie Sanders? That's fine. We can go have a beer. But you want to go to Pizza Casbah and get lunch? No, fuck you. Last time I ever personally went there with another chick I know. This was from years ago. Actually, I'm going to talk about her later. I tried to bang her for a while, and then she fucking figured out I was just trying to bang her, I think, and she doesn't associate with me anymore, which is fine. But the last time I went to Pizza Casbah, I was with her. And we're sitting there eating, and it's like she's eating, and there's like grease running down her arm. You know, and we made a joke about it. She's like, "Ah, you know, we know each other pretty well. It's not that big a deal." I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." But it's like you're eating the pizza, and the grease is running down your fucking arm. No, we cannot be friends. And no, I'm not going to put any effort into having sex with you. Because you have some kind of fucking mental problems if you think Pizza Casbah is food. Okay, I can't believe I talked about that for as long as I did. Actually, I can, because I'm a long-winded motherfucker. I had to go to a meeting the other morning at one of the theaters I work at. Because the chick who runs the theater, it's on my list somewhere, I'm going to scratch it off. Oh, let's see. Okay, so I did that. I have a fucking Apple. I can't get my pictures on the phone. I mean, pictures on the computer, right? Because you're a dumbass. I had to go to this meeting. Talking about long-winded, because you people think I'm long-winded. And I am. And I'm an expert on long-winded, because I'm a long-winded motherfucker. I know long-winded when I hear it. Okay? If I'm in the room, and long-winded is in the room with me, I know where the fuck long-winded is at. If there's some long-winded and I'm like 3 or 4 miles away, I can tell you which direction the fucking long-winded is in. I know long-winded. Expert on motherfucking long-winded. Right? The way Roosh is to girls, that's how I am to long-winded. I go to this meeting, this chick, she's decided she wants to write a fucking operations manual for the theater. 3-hour meeting. Mostly her talking. I cannot tell you what the fuck we talked about. I cannot tell you what the point of that. It was, the first hour and a half was just her talking about how I want to write an operations manual because these other people, and then they do things, and then we need to do things, and I want all of you to help because you're the ones who know what's going on. I mean, like okay, as opposed to what? Like, you want us to help because we don't know what's going on? I mean, we kind of figured that out. Could she not only long-winded, but also a master of stating the obvious. She could do her own podcast called Stating the Obvious. I called you here to help write the operations manual because I think you have the knowledge to help write the operations manual. Really? No shit. I thought you called us here just because you wanted to look at our fucking smiling faces. Could and then afterwards, one of the other girls in the meeting, she sends me a text and she's like, "Do you have any idea what just happened?" I wrote a text back. I said, "No, I was going to ask you, but we sure wasted 3 hours of our lives." And she writes back. She says, "Well, at least we could get some hours out of this. I wonder if we'll be able to milk this for some extra hours." Because we all get paid by the hour. And I wrote back, I said, are you kidding? This is like self-milking. In the 3 hours we spent in there today talking about something that neither you or I can figure out what we're talking about, I could have written the first draft of the operations manual. And she texted back and said, "That's a good point." But it's just like, holy shit, woman. And this, once again, we come to why women shouldn't have jobs. Women think that jobs are social opportunities. They are at work to hang out with their friends. And that's why women love having meetings, because it's a chance to sit in there. You're like, she brought food and drinks and all this. It's like, let's sit in together and hang out and let's be friends. And I'm going to tell you about how I feel about you writing an operations manual and why it's important and all this, you know, like, well, this person does this. And it's like, yes, we all know that. We've all worked here. All of us in the room have worked there for at least 5 fucking years. I'm the newest person in the room. Everybody else has worked there longer than me. We all know that. And she just this obvious shit, one thing after a fucking another. And we're looking at the girl I was texting, she's sitting next to me, and we're just looking at each other, and just these expressions are going back and forth between us. We were both trying to just not climb over the table and fucking choke this bitch to death. It's like, yes, we get it. We get it. You want to write an operations manual. That doesn't require 3 hours. And I left early because I had to go to another meeting, a meeting which lasted 20 minutes. And at the end of it, the person gave me a check for $600. I had to go to another goddamn meeting. And I'm like, I have to leave. I got to travel. I got to go. I left 3 hours of meeting. I left early. They were still going when I left. I'm like, holy shit. And this woman just talked and talked and talked. I have never heard so much talking that communicated so little information. Because I still have no idea what's going on. Like, almost none. I know, okay, so the first thing she wants is to do, like, the lighting segment of the operations manual. Okay, great. And she wants to have it complete by December the 1st. Okay, great. Beyond that, and that's it. That doesn't take 3 hours to convey that information. Right, here you go. Say, all right, guys, thanks for coming. All of you are here. I want all of you to collaborate. We're going to write an operations manual for the theater. We need to be finished with it by the 1st of December. The thing I want to focus on first is the section that covers lighting, because that's the most complicated part of doing theatrical shit. You guys figure out a day and a time that you can get together and start working on this. I got some sample documents here. I'm going to give them to you. There you are. If you got any questions, give me a holler. Thanks for coming. I mean, she had pieces of paper. She gives us pieces of paper and then sits there and reads the paper to us and stops after each sentence to explain the sentence she just read. That is called poor communication. Give me the fucking piece of paper. I can read this on my own. If I can't figure out what your sentence means, because you're a journalism major or something like that, I will fucking ask you. I don't, but it's like, it's just, oh my God, fucking meeting, women, just get out of the fucking workplace. Shut up about your iPhone and get out of the fucking workplace. Because all you're doing is holding back progress. All right. So, since I'm on the topic of chicks, the chick who had the pizza grease running down her arm, right, her. So anyhow, I actually met her at this festival that we just did. Well, I knew her before this from the festival, but it was 2 years ago at this festival, to which I said, hey, you want to go get a drink sometime? And she said, hey, I have a boyfriend. And I said, hey, I've known you for like 15 seconds. You're already telling me your problems. And she said, oh, okay. And I said, give me your fucking phone number. And she gave me her phone number, and we went out and we had a drink. And we went out every now and then. I've talked about this in the past. She took me to dinner a few times. I came out on top, not sexually on top. But when it comes to money, she spent more money on me than I spent on her, because she's bought me drinks. She's bought me dinner a couple of times. You know, I'm not going to complain. And yeah, I was trying to bang her. Anyhow. She figured that out, or something, whatever. She decided to stop associating with me, and that's fine. And that happened before the festival last year. So I saw her at the festival, and I was cordial and everything and nice. And I had to yell at her one time, and I was like, oh, shit, I'm on the clock. I'm fucking representative of the fucking company. I better go fucking make nice, just to, not that I want to make nice, but again, it's the, as a representative of the company I'm working for, I have to not be a douchebag. I personally can be a douchebag all I want, but I try to keep that separate from the business. So I go back and I make nice, whatever. And another year goes by, and between that year and this year, I sent her a message and I said, hey, you know, you're still alive, you want to go get a drink, whatever, get caught up on things. No response, which is fine, whatever, great. So I hadn't seen her. Had not physically seen her for an entire year. Saw her this year. Holy shit. The ass has gotten huge. And the hair has got cut off. It's like, alright, either she has so settled in with the boyfriend that she's not interested in men anymore, or the boyfriend dumped her. One of the two. And she had the look of a woman who has been dumped by the boyfriend. She has the hair. It's, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like just buzzed off in the back, which is all the rage now with chicks, right? Is buzzing your hair off, because that's really attractive. Men are really attractive to women with buzz cuts. I saw this chick in the donut shop this morning with this thing where half of her head had long hair and the other half was buzz cut. Like, do you women really think that's attractive? And it ultimately, it's the fault of men, because she had a man with her who looked as if he was the quote-unquote date, boyfriend, whatever. Guys, will you please stop giving attention to these kind of women who do this kind of shit? Because you're just encouraging them. What is it the Great One tells you? What is it that's written in the articles of CLSology? Well, there's many things written, but the one relevant in this case is stop rewarding bad behavior. Do not reward bad behavior. Stop rewarding bad behavior. When the chick buzzes her fucking hair off, dump her. Stop rewarding their bad behavior. other chick that I met at this festival. Once again, 2 years ago. Met her, got the phone number, went out a couple of times, did some stuff. I'm texting her and she stopped responding, which if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know how the great ones rules is I send a chick 3 messages. If after 3 messages she hasn't responded, then I just go ahead and stop because I'm not going to fucking be this guy who's like, oh, I'm going to keep sending text messages because one day she'll respond. No, she won't. If a woman can't fucking respond within 3 fucking messages, then she's probably not going to, is the way I look at it. And then, well, anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. A year ago at the festival, I see her. Once again, I'm nice. It's like, I am not going to like beat her up or anything. I'm not going to be rude to her, but she says something to me and I answer her question in a polite tone of voice and we go our separate ways. This year we do the festival again. I see this chick and I'm doing my stuff and I'm setting up and she's over there and she's like, so where are you going after this? And I'm like, where am I going, what, in my life? She's like, no, and not like that long term, just where are you? I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm just cruising around, checking things out. It's like, oh, okay. And it was a little more to it than that. But so I walk away and I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, it was almost as if she was trying to start a conversation. Because again, see, here's the rule. Here's my rules. And for those of you listening to this, I'm not saying that these rules are going to work to get you sex with lots of women. If these rules worked, I would be fucking lots of women. Okay. I'm saying this is how I operate. And maybe I'm wrong. Once again, when it comes to girls, there are things I understand, there's things I don't, and this goes back to at the point I just don't care. This is how I deal with women. Maybe if I changed what I'm doing, I would fuck more chicks. You get 3 text messages, and then I'm not going to bother you anymore. When you piss me off, or when you do something like this, right, the classic example, she got her 3 text messages, she never responds. Then she sees me in real life, and she wants to be nice to me. She wants to have conversations. Well, no, honey, if you wanted to have a conversation with me, you should respond to my messages. Then we go out, we get a beer, we have a conversation. You chose not to respond. You chose not to have a conversation. Now you see me, you want to have a fucking conversation. My policy in these kind of situations is that if you ask me questions, I will answer her questions, you know, politely and what's the word I'm looking for? Not in like great detail. It's just like, you know, how are you today? I'm okay. Where are you going after this? I don't know. You know, what? I'm not going to engage in lengthy discussions with you, and I'm not going to ask you questions in return. During the entire conversation with both of these chicks, both this year and last year, I did not ask them questions. They asked me questions, but I'm not asking you a question because you have chosen not to interact with me, and I'm not going to reward bad behavior. So I walk away from this, and I'm thinking, well, and let's be honest, the only reason I'm going there is because I really want to put my dick inside of her. And I'm thinking, well, she was like almost trying to start a conversation. I wonder if I was a little too harsh. I wonder, should I give her another chance? Once again, we already know where this is going, right? But just it's I would love to sit there and think I'm a good person and I'm trying to give her a second. No, I really just want to fuck her. That's all there is to it. It's all about putting the cock inside the cunt. And I'm just rationalizing my desire to shoot cum into an orifice of her body. That's all this really is. I know this. You know this. But my brain is trying to bullshit me. Well, maybe you should give her a second chance. She seemed like she was trying to have a conversation and she was seemed really sincere, whatever the fuck that means. So anyhow, being the dumbass motherfucker that I am, I finally decided, like 24 hours later, I'm like, all right, maybe I'll go over there. Excuse me. Throat is giving out. Hang on, I need water. I'm sipping on a beer, but water is better. After 24 hours of my little hamster running around in its wheel, I figured out some way to justify going over there and making nice to her. Because I just want to have sex with her. So I go over to do this, and I said something to the effect of, and we'll reproduce this conversation as best I can, something to the effect of, hey, would it do any good for me to send you a text and see if you want to get together sometime for a drink? And she said something to the effect of, yeah, sure, that would be great. I had a really good time hanging out with you. At this point, my brain started to seize up. And I said something to the effect of, well, actually, after she said that, what I said was, and you can tell me the truth if you want to. If you don't want to hang out with me, that's fine, right? I'm like, because I know you women, you're all in, you need permission to tell the truth because you're just naturally lie. So I'm like, no, you tell me the truth. If you don't want to hang out with me, say so. Just tell me the truth. And so then she says something, well, no, I'd like to. And I'm like, okay. Because I don't get, I said something like yada, yada, yada. I don't remember what, but then I, the important part of the sentence or paragraph was, I said, because you stopped responding to my text messages. She said, because, okay, in my brain, I'm thinking, if you enjoyed hanging out with me, if you enjoyed the time we spent together, which is how I think she phrased it, why would you stop responding to my text messages, right? Because again, logic, I'm a man, that doesn't make any sense to me. She says unto me, oh, I say, you stopped responding to my messages. And she said, quote, oh, I didn't realize I had done that, unquote. Now, this is not like traumatic in some sense that I'm breaking down in tears or something. I want to be clear about this. But this is excruciatingly insulting. Here's a fact. If I enjoy spending time with a woman and the woman sends me a text message, I'm going to fucking respond. And if I don't respond, I'm not going to just not notice that I am not responding to somebody I enjoy spending time with. When you say unto me, when this girl says unto me, I enjoyed spending time with you, and then in the next fucking paragraph says, I didn't realize I wasn't responding to your messages, she's saying, I didn't even consciously stop responding to you. I did not make a conscious choice to ignore you. She is saying, you are of so little consequence to me that I didn't notice I was not responding to you. She said unto me that I mattered so little to her that she just forgot about my existence and didn't even, just forgot to even respond. And once again, if I enjoy spending time with a chick and I don't hear from her for a while, I'll send her a message. Now, of course, this would require I was about to say, so if this girl enjoyed spending time with me, wouldn't she send me a message? But of course not, because that would require taking initiative. That would require making the quote-unquote first move. That would require doing something actively instead of passively, which is not how women operate, right? Women go through their life going, I can't find a good man. Have you looked for a good man? Or are you simply waiting for a good man to magically appear? And the answer is, women are waiting for a good man to magically appear. So I have no expectation of a woman ever fucking texting me and saying, hey, you want to go do something? Although some chicks do. Randy does that. My other friend, the girl in theater, whose name I can definitely never say because she will get fired for voting Republican. The two of them, they text me. They say, hey, we haven't seen you in a while. Let's go do something. Well, Randy sees me all the fucking time. But she will initiate. My other friend will initiate. I expect that from no other woman on the planet Earth. Because women don't initiate. But I'm just listening. So you're saying you had fun hanging out with me, but then you didn't notice you weren't responding to my messages. And of course, remember, women will tell us endlessly about how they're better at communicating, about how they're more empathetic, about how they're just better people, about how they're more sensitive, about how they're more considerate, about how they're more organized, about how they can multitask. Yet you just didn't notice. You were completely unaware that you didn't respond to my text messages. She has had this look of shock and surprise on her face, like, I had no idea I had done that. Which is completely believable, because as I've been saying for however long now, women have no self-awareness. They don't. I'm not saying this because I hate women. I'm saying it because it's true. She didn't know she had stopped responding to my fucking text messages. She didn't know that because she has no self-awareness. She has no organizational skills. She doesn't give a shit about anyone but herself. She's not going to initiate anything. She can't multitask. She can't keep track of what's going on. So anyhow, send her a message. Oh, I'm really busy the next 2 weeks. Maybe we can do something after that. I said, great. We'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted. All right, so I covered 3-4 things on my list of 70,000 things to talk about. I have way, way more stories, and they're coming at you.